Michael Redlinger, city administrator for the city of Fargo, joining me now. We're going to talk a little bit about the Ground Transportation Center and some news that's come out in recent days about the Ground Transportation Center. First of all, Michael, thanks for joining me today.
Absolutely. Happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
First of all, for people that don't know what the Ground Transportation Center is, at a broad level, can we talk about what goes on there and what all is housed in that in the GTC?
Yeah, so at the Ground Transportation Center, we are using that facility to transfer people, our customers that are riding MAT bus, between buses from our neighboring communities as well as within Fargo to get them connected to buses that get them to a final destination. And so also adjacent to the Ground Transportation Center is our municipal court. And so our municipal court is where our local judge that works for the city of Fargo receives a specific and oversees specific hearings that happen only in municipal court, not in district court, over at the Cass County Courthouse. And so that's also happening immediately next door.
So what is going on right now? I understand there's some structural issues. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, where this process has come and what the current situation is at the GTC?
Yeah, happy to. And so one thing that we discovered several years ago was that the facility itself had some structural issues and concerns that were remedied back in 2020. We've done a variety of facility studies over time to suggest where the right location might be for transit in Fargo, Moorhead, and West Fargo. And it was really determined at that time, back in 2019 and 2020, that the Ground Transportation Center was, in fact, in a good location. It was a facility that we should improve. So we did some improvements back in 20, but we've since determined that there are some new issues that are occurring at the structure that are causing us some pause. So before we invest additional dollars to further rehabilitate the facility, that we really kind of stop and really think about where the future transit should be, and probably more importantly, where we want that investment to occur. And likely it's not in the age of this, with this facility in its age, knowing that we're seeing some additional structural issues and challenges that would frankly be pretty cost prohibitive for us to remedy at this juncture. So we believe that finding a new location is really going to be the best path forward for us.
So at Monday night's Fargo City Commission meeting, you guys talked to the commission about some options for relocation, because really those engineers are saying that further fixes are no longer feasible. And can you talk a little bit about what, first of all, that whole transition to moving these out of their current location looks like, and then also what was decided by the commission?
Yeah, so the one thing that we always think about with transit is our customers. And our customers are the people that we really need to think about first and foremost, and we don't want to disrupt, you know, their daily lives. There's a lot of people in our community that rely on transit to safely move them from jobs to school to their homes. And so the one thing that we wanted to think about was not interrupting their lives and interrupting the ability for the buses to operate. So what we did was we looked back at some of our previous operating experience. In 2020, we were actually outside here on 4th Street, right outside our building and the Civic Center, operating when we were last renovating the GTC. And so we determined that that would really be the best option forward. And that's what the commission discussed last night at its meeting, is where do we best operate from for this temporary condition, you know, where we do need to find a permanent home, need to find a permanent position to operate from long term. But where do we go right here and right now? And, you know, this is a facility that we own. It's one that it's not going to be demolished in the next 2 months or 3 months. It's one that we can very quickly and easily move into. And it's one that we know will support our immediate needs. So the commission talked about that and then really authorized staff to move forward with that, knowing that they're for our patrons and for the safety of those patrons, we feel it's really important to get them to that other location. And so that's what we did last night. And we'll look forward to supporting our patrons over at this new location here in the next couple of weeks.
I know there was some conversation about potentially moving these locations outside of the downtown area, but there was some discussion about the importance of keeping it at least tentatively in this area. Talk a little bit about how important it is to keep these services near the downtown area.
So the downtown location for transit is important simply because we're interlining many of those buses coming from not only in Fargo, but also in Moorhead. And so it's a very central meeting location where those buses meet up. And then we're transferring that passenger to get, say, from South Moorhead to West Acres or from North Fargo to the east side of Moorhead, et cetera. And so to find that location downtown or near downtown is really important for us for transit and for municipal court. But transit is a facility that is very busy and has a number of patrons that rely on that every day. So we know that even operating in our temporary location, we'll continue to stay busy. We need to support those people to get them to jobs and work and back home at the end of the day. So that is important for downtown, and the same for municipal court as well. Our municipal court serves a lot of downtown neighbors as well as businesses, and so that's one that we, in working with our judiciary, we just need to make sure that we're thinking about a long-term permanent solution for them too. That likely is somewhere in downtown, but just on a temporary basis, prioritizing downtown and prioritizing city facilities that we own and operate and control today was a real kind of a hallmark of this quick research project here over the last 2 weeks.
Is there any talk like with the for example, the municipal court talking with other jurisdictions, whether it be Cass County or West Fargo, about maybe moving into a facility that they've used before?
Yeah, we actually did explore some conversations with West Fargo and with Cass County. And frankly, like the city of Fargo, many of our other entities are also quite busy with their services that they provide. That's the case with Cass County and the Cass County Courthouse. But the West Fargo staff were very, very great to talk to about this opportunity. They do have some room, they do have some space in West Fargo. However, that is also kind of removing our customer by several miles from where that service is really best rendered, and that is downtown. So it's just deemed to be more practical and feasible to stay downtown. And so while this is a temporary relocation for us, we also know that there's a real opportunity perhaps to think differently about another location downtown, and that would be important for us to identify over the next several months. We do have some time, but we also do need to keep moving forward, knowing that the convention center too is right around the corner.
As these changes come online and are getting closer, how can the residents of the city of Fargo and the surrounding area keep track of where they're going to be going for the GTC, where they're going to be going for municipal court?
Yeah, excellent question. And for the GTC patrons and our transit passengers, what we're going to be doing is communicating pretty regularly by news release as well as website updates, and also talking at our city commission meetings about where we're at with the relocation process, because we need to really talk to them pretty frequently, because we're not only going to be temporarily relocating them, we're also going to be permanently finding that other spot for them to be. And so, not knowing where that is yet, we just need to keep the communication lines open so that when that time is right and we have that spot identified, we're very, very clearly getting in front of them so that they know where to go on a Monday, a Tuesday, a Wednesday when they desire to ride Matt bus. So you'll hear a lot from us over the next several months about what we, you know, where our operations are and kind of what our status is. But I would say similarly for municipal court, within that court process, we also need to make sure that we're very much getting in front of any kind of scheduling issues or concerns with some of the court's clientele, so that we are clearly communicating to that constituency as well. But this will be a pretty open dialogue. As I said to the City Commission last night, this will be a top priority for administration, our finance department, for really the next 60, 90 days. Very clearly, we've got a lot of work ahead of us, and this will be probably one of our, if not the top priority for us as we try to get ready for this. And then eventually the convention center project too. But for right here and right now, getting these functions relocated so we can serve people that rely on services in both of these areas.
As you know, the budget process is underway, Michael. Are these projects going to need to be covered under the budget? I mean, with these discussions going on, is the city prepared with the budget as it currently sits to be able to work on these types of projects?
Yeah, we are going to need to adapt the 2027 and likely the 2028 budget to accommodate some different expenses. It may not be new expenses, but different expenses. If, for example, we need to lease a facility in the case of transit. But for right here and right now, the good news is we are saving taxpayers' dollars by going into city facilities that we own, operate, and control today, before we think about our longer term prospects of where we want to locate these services. So again, cost effectiveness was a really kind of key criteria of determining, even on a temporary basis, where we want to go with these services. And so we're really grateful that we have these facilities to be able to utilize and really continue to put these services there before having to go out to that private market. We'll certainly need to think about that long term, but for right here and right now, before the convention center project, we have site control, so we are going to utilize that, leverage it to the best of our abilities, but also not be investing significant dollars in reinvestment with these facilities. There are costs relocating the transportation center as well as municipal court, but those are all costs that will be borne by the current budget in 2026, and we'll look forward to getting that accomplished here in the short order.
Anything else you want to tell our listeners about what's going on in the city of Fargo? Obviously, you guys are so busy. Mayor Josh Beausher and the new commission have been seated now. Anything you want the listeners to know?
Well, it actually has been a really busy time period for the city of Fargo. As you noted, we have onboarded our new elected officials. They're just really looking forward to collaborating with that city commission on several major projects and priorities for the community. You will hear this commission talk again in the near future, as well as over the next year, about housing, about budget priorities, about how we serve the residents of Fargo, the businesses of Fargo. And we are absolutely moving forward with a pretty aggressive agenda for the rest of the year. And we will deal with issues like these temporary matters, like the ground transportation center relocation, as they come up. But we really are focused on the long range perspective and view that we're positioning Fargo for success. We're positioning Fargo for growth and doing everything that we can to support this community. And we've just got a lot of great people, a lot of great volunteers helping out on our boards, commissions, committees, as well as our commissioners. And I think everyone's just really looking forward to a productive second half of this year. And we're getting ready for 27. We've got a lot on our plates already, and I look forward to continuing to serve.
City Administrator Michael Redlinger, thank you for this.
Thank you. Happy to be here.